All right, guys, what is going on? Brian here, and I'm on Morro Rock, and this is in Sequoia National Park. Absolutely beautiful, gorgeous scenery. You look around, the panorama view is unbelievable. It really is breathtaking. I know when my wife and I came up here, and just it did take our breath away to see the beauty, the scale, the majesty of all that we're looking at. We saw the Sequoias earlier, General Sherman. Even the Sequoias are small from up here. The view is just gorgeous. And of course, we recognize the landscape we're looking at is actually the aftermath of the flood. These mountains that formed towards the end of the flood, Psalm 104. But even in the wreckage after the flood, there's still immense beauty in God's creation. And it just reminds us of the truth that, you know what, the Bible makes very clear that every person knows that God exists. Romans 1 says that everyone knows that God exists, that creation screams that there's a creator, that his invisible attributes are clear to everyone. And that the Bible says our conscience lets us know from the inside out that God is real. But what do we do as sinners in our sinful state, in our rebellion? Well, the Bible says we suppress that truth in unrighteousness. That we know God exists, we know he is there, we know we're accountable to him. We don't want that to be true. So as sinners, we suppress that truth and make excuses as to why God can't be real and the Bible can't be true, and we push it aside. All the time, there's a witness against us. Creation, our conscience, God is real, we're accountable. And you know, when we come face to face with that fact and recognize, yes, we are indeed all sinners. We're born sinners by nature and by choice. And we come face to face with that reality and excuses are removed, we recognize we've got two choices. Either we submit to the word of God, we bow the knee to Jesus Christ right now, make him our Lord and Savior, and through that we have salvation for eternity, or we rebel. And one day we will receive the judgment due us for our sin. The wages of sin is death. And of course, the bad news is simply this, that we're all sinners. We're all related to the first Adam, right? And that's why we're sinners by nature and by choice. But the good news is that God, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, he became the last Adam. He lived a perfect life, paid the price on our behalf, that perfect, infinite price we could never pay, becoming part of the human race, our blood relative, that any who put their faith in him can be saved if we repent and make him our Lord and our Savior. And what a beautiful reminder of just the beauty of the gospel on this rock. We see God's judgment, a result of the flood, the tectonic activity, but also his grace and his mercy and life coming from and after that judgment, a picture, in a sense, that we are saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're sinners. We need saving. What a beautiful message, just reinforced by the beauty of this creation around us. Guys, have a great day.